You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Lindsay, I love this question, and you've got a pretty cool example of a client that you've been working with, which you, I'm sure you got, you will mention her, but it's a question from Martelis. Martelis is saying, I've been running for a couple of years. During my pregnancy, I ran until 37 weeks. It was a run walk for 20 minutes at that stage. It's 6 weeks post-giving birth now, and I've been cleared by my doctor to start training again. I've heard that you need to wait for 6 months before starting up running again due to hormones affecting flexibility of ligaments. I don't want to run for a PB or a marathon. I just want to start slowly getting back into running. What would you recommend? Can I start running, and which program should I follow?
Yeah, so look, I think these situations are always heavily dependent on what running was done pre-birth, and in this instance ran all the way up to 37 weeks. So, you know, really everything was done as it should be. And there is a, and this is why some people are pretty concerned. There is a hormone prolactin. Your body, or females' bodies, produce it as they're going into the birthing process, and it's there to make everything extra stretchy and help the baby get out. But what it does do is it also makes the tendons and the ligaments a little bit stretchy, and that's what people are worried about. So, depending again, if it's natural, if there was a C-section, you know, how long you then battle in terms of sleeping and the baby's habits. There are a few things to take into account. But assuming things go relatively well, you're mobile within a couple of days of having given birth, the baby itself is being fairly reasonable, and therefore you're allowed to get back to your preggy yoga and some low level strengthening exercises. Then basically, as soon as the doctor clears you for running, you can start moving. When the doctor clears you for exercise, not for running, you can start moving at that point. So that might still be cycling. Although if you've had or required stitches, that's probably still going to be a little bit uncomfortable, so you wouldn't want to do that. But walking is often okay. But the strength training, again, for me really is important, because if you do the strength training and you do the pregnancy yoga and pregnancy Pilates and things like that, then typically, and you've run, you were running right up till late into your pregnancy, then you can get going with running often within 4 to 6 weeks, obviously always under the care of a fitness professional or healthcare provider. But certainly at six, there shouldn't be anything, unless there's a medical reason and you've been advised by a doctor, to not exercise from 6 weeks onwards. And I always do it conservatively, because it is good practice, and we want to reduce the risk of injuries. So we start at 6 weeks with some walking and a little bit of running, and then each week we just reduce the walking slightly, increase the running. We do that over a 4 to 6 week period, and then when you do get 6 months post pregnancy, provided there weren't other complications, you should actually be running quite well at that stage, not starting to run.
Absolutely. And like Lindsay said, obviously you want to do that in conjunction with qualified professionals to make sure that nothing does go wrong. And it also depends on how active you were during your pregnancy. You don't want to have not done anything in the build up to having the baby and then all of a sudden deciding that you're going to start running straight afterwards. Obviously you need to take that into account as well. And if you want to find out more, we've launched a new YouTube channel as well called The Female Athletes, which is sort of headed up by one of our coaches, Shona Hendricks. definitely go check that out. There's some great, great information, particularly for the female runner. That's exactly who we're talking about, how to train around things like this, around pregnancy, around your menstrual cycle, all of those sorts of topics that no one's talking about. You can head over to YouTube and you can check out that channel. Some great content on there as well. So that's The Female Athlete. Just search for that in YouTube and you'll be able to find it. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today. We look forward to catching up again soon.
Cool, brilliant.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, we're giving away 3 months access to the Coach Parry Training Club to the value of 1,000 Rand at the end of this month. So if you would like to stand a chance of winning, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast app you're listening to this podcast on. And don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or you'd like to run as well as we know you can, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.